lost and confused, alone and lonely, angry and hateful, sullen and sad, laughing and smiling outside, yet searching and trying almost anything to find comfort, to mask the longing deep inside, the longing to fit in somewhere with someone. At the end of the day, just wanting to be loved and to belong. Did that describe anyone you know? It described me at one time. It fits the description of many people we encounter daily. I am always fascinated when reading the book of Acts of all the different accounts by which the gospel message was spread and how people came to hear about Christ. Years ago, when Crystal and I still lived in San Antonio, Texas, a group of men from a nearby church would call, come to visit, and try to get me to join in a small group study or to just fellowship over breakfast or lunch. I didn't know Christ back then, and I wasn't ready to. I constantly declined their invitations and wondered at their motives. A few years later, after I did accept Christ, I finally understood their passion and care for others, to invite and share God's love with those around them and hopefully have an opportunity to introduce them to Christ. I wanted those opportunities. I pray for them. Over the years, God has granted me opportunities upon opportunities. The time when a young man stopped me as I was walking through the offices one day and asked me, "What is so different about you, Carlos? Why are you always smiling? And why are you always happy?" I asked him a question. "How much time do you have?" He shrugged his shoulders, and so I proceeded to tell him exactly why I was happy and smiling by giving a brief presentation of the gospel. He smiled at me and thanked me, and we parted ways. Another time, when given an opportunity with another young man in a different setting and presenting the gospel message, he scoffed and asked, "You really believe that junk?" Only he didn't use the word junk. "I do," I replied, and continued to share with him. 20 minutes later, I had the honor of praying with him as he accepted Christ. The young lady who approached me and opened up to me about her struggles with the relationships and how she uses them and gets used by them, and shared with me the emptiness inside and the time God has given to me to introduce him to her and to see her growth and desire to learn more about him. They are not always easy. I admit it's not fun being mocked and scoffed and insulted. They don't always listen. However, the Lord willing, they can't say they didn't hear. Recently, this past year, I walked into a group discussion about the office workplace, the struggles and stress people are experiencing. One of the persons made a comment relating to God, but used scripture out of context. I politely corrected them and proceeded with an explanation of the truth. Another person exclaimed, "We need to have Bible study here." I asked about the seriousness of the statement, and to which the whole entire group agreed. Well, I stated, "Well, if you put it together, I'll be happy to come and present." So began about 8 months ago a Bible study in the chapel that happens to be in the office campus every Thursday at noon. This past year, I told Bobby that I was more than likely going to step away from care groups until in prayer God led me to the idea of opening our home and make our care group outreach specific. The intention is to hopefully have those who do not have a relationship with Christ in our home and just share with them. So far this year, with the exception of the Billmans and maybe one or two other mature believers, the majority of our visitors, which have been averaging around 3, have been those new or naive in their faith. But again, we make use of the opportunity given to us. Here is the thing. They are still searching. They are still longing for that place where they are loved and they belong. That's the message we share, because nowhere else are those needs fulfilled other than in the message, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life." A little over 20 years ago, I learned that I am loved and that I belong. It's my desire to share that with others. You may not hold a workplace Bible study or even open your home for outreach, but God has equipped you with the knowledge of Jesus Christ and the ability to share his message of grace, his message of hope, and his gift of love with others. If you are not already, I hope you will join in the endeavor of reaching out to those searching to be loved and to belong.